Welcome to Lesson 8, How Much You Are Worth. Like most humans, when I see something I did a few years ago, I invariably see ways I could improve it. I didn't see those possibilities 10 years ago, but I can see them today. It means I've grown, that I'm worth maybe more. And if I continue, I'll be much better and worth a lot more. So Nightingale puts this quite nicely and forward in an interesting idea. You know, he said before the atomic age, chemistry professors used to say that a person's worth, for strictly a chemical standpoint, was about $32 on the going market many, many years ago. In the current age of scientists looking at the electronic energy, the hydrogen atoms of our body could be utilized, you could supply all the electrical needs of apparently even a large industrialized country. The humans have got potential energy of more than many million sort of kilowatts of energy and so on. And apparently that we are worth many, many billion dollars as humans. Moreover, the electrons and atoms of our body are just particles of matter. They wave of living energy. And if you stand in front of an infrared television camera in a completely dark room, the screen will show you from top to toe, you know, as a glistering and radiating, you know, dreaming form. We, unlike either any other human being who ever lived or ever will live, you know, you and I are unique in that form. All human beings are priceless, but the payments, tangible or intangibles, you receive from life vary greatly. The point is for you to decide what you are worth as a human being right now on the market in today's society, and what you intend to be worth, say, 5, 10 years time. Nightingale encourages us to think of ourselves as a business where you and I are all CEOs. You know, we are responsible for the success or failure of our business. Running a business is complex, but Nightingale reduces running the business or our life four basic functions. Number one, finance. Number two, production. Number three, sales. And number four, research. Without proper financing, there would be no production. You know, without production, you have nothing to sell. Without sales, you couldn't keep on producing. Without research, if any one of these four functions isn't healthy, our business, your business, can't be healthy or alive. An unhealthy business can't last long. The head handles research, the hands manages production, and the legs get sales. Cut off any one of those parts and the business can't survive. Research in a company should look for ways of improving its present products or services, production and sales, and look to develop new products and services. You have to look to the future while meeting the needs of the present. A company growing at the rate of 10% a year will double in size about 8 years. What attention are you giving to your production of your personal company, the YOU Corporation? Can you grow and improve as a person at 10% a year? Of course you can. And it's absolutely possible if you understand the natural intelligence. What is your time worth an hour today? Multiply that by the number of wasted hours. Make more of the time. Invest in you. And it's like digging gold. Enjoy your life. Value the time that you have now. Don't wait for something, sometime, or something outside your future to make you happy. Your life, your time is precious. Every minute should be enjoyed and cherished, whether it's with friends or family or whatever you are doing. This new active approach to life brings peace to our minds, absolute security to our future, great new stature as human beings. In this world, we can look towards reaching full maturity. With this attitude towards life, we need never for a moment concern ourselves with its outcomes. It'll begin to become successful tomorrow and will pour abundance upon us for the rest of our years.